disappointed with the sending off, and look, I couldn't ask more from my boys. You know what I mean? They've 2-0 down at half time, and could have probably had one come off the, I think it was the corner, the post in the bar, and came across, and there was another goal line save by the keeper. I think it was a deflection and stuff. We come out too slow first minute. I think we were down, a goal down after a minute or two, and you know, I think it was a deflection, a shot and a deflection. And then the second one, Liam's waiting to see where it bounces. It hits off his knee and goes into the net, you know what I mean? You're 2-0 down after 10 minutes, you're chasing the game. And I think it, for me then, it was more about just sticking in and just turning around and keeping our shape. And we done that and went in at half-time 2-0 and told the boys it was whoever get the next goal is most important. And I told them we got one back that we could go on and win it. And we got one back, and it seems as if we were going and going and going, and looked like we were getting on top. And at that time we were, and we ended up, one of our players throws the ball and the referee turned around and sends him off.
Yeah, no complaints with that decision, don't
you? No, you shouldn't have thrown the ball at the referee, like, you know what I mean? It's whatever way you look at it. I think he was right to argue. I thought the free was ours. Conor Kenny had got fouled. I thought it was our free. He'd given it the opposite way. He should argue his point, which is fair enough, but he shouldn't have thrown the ball at the referee, so I have no complaints.
Yeah, so it was 2-1 at that stage. Then all of a sudden, Harps went 3-1 up. But 3-1 your up. Guys, you know, refused to throw in the towel, really?
Yeah, that, I mean, they're a good bunch, and they love the underdog dog tag, and they kept on fighting, and got back into a 3-2, and then with a few free kicks at the end, a few corners, and started to push. My boys there, there's no bother with their fitness levels. You know, they've never been out running stuff, and I think it told there in the end, even with the 10 men, that they kept on going and going and going. It was unfortunate that we couldn't have an extra man on at the end, because I think it probably would have made a difference. But look, Finn Harps have won. They won 3-2. They deserve probably to win over the 90 minutes. They took their chances. We'll go back to basics on the league on Sunday, and good luck to Finn Harps now in the next round.
Yeah, it's still early stages of your season, you know, when also Senior League and League Cup matches, Knockallen and all that, Donal. So what's the plans this season? What's the hopes?
I'd be looking to compete up there. I mean, there's a few strong teams in the league this year, and a few teams have brought in a few players. I've brought in Shannon McColgan, myself, and hopefully Seamus Sharkey, so I've had to add. And we've got the FBI Intermediate, or the FBI Cup itself, first round, so hopefully we might get a boy in that and get into the FBI Cup itself. If not, well, then we'll see who we get, and then see if we can go on from there and just take the league as it comes. We're up there to be knocked down again. I mean, we've won the league last year, and we've won the League Cup. People are wanting to come and beat us. Every game for them is going to be like a cup final, like we were against Harps tonight, and we've got to be able to match them. And I've told the boys that we need to turn around now and build on what we started on the second half tonight, and build from there and go on. And I think that's us ready now to start the league, and sure, we'll see what comes.
And it's great for the club itself, for Cockhill Celtic to be playing in the EA Sports Cup and in the FAI Cup as well. Don't it's great for the profile.
Yeah, I've always said that if you're not playing with Finn Harps, and you know, well, then the Ulster Senior League is the place to play, you know what I mean, unless you're going on. And I think it is a very good league, and I hope it continues to get a better league. Also, that as well is that if you're a young boy and you're doing well in the Ulster Senior League, and the opportunity for Harps to come along, well, then, you know, it shouldn't be holding you back, and you should be trying to play in the League of Ireland. And that's what I try and do with my boys, is that for some of them, they're happy to stay where they are because they're married and the jobs, and they can't travel and stuff like that. But certainly the 19 and 18 year olds and the ones coming through the club, I'd be pushing them all along, definitely, if the opportunity presents itself and they're able to do it. And that's the way it should be done.